Thanks for joining us on the JX. We might not have had this next conversation if the Mail Tribune, Medford's longtime newspaper, had not first stopped printing a physical paper in September and then got out of business entirely in mid-January. That allowed the Daily Courier of Grants Pass to step into the void, which it did quickly. Our guests are publisher Travis Moore and editor Scott Stoddard. Well, thanks for joining us here on the Jefferson Exchange. Travis Moore, I'll start with you. You did not waste any time in getting the word out about your willingness to step into the vacuum left by the Mail Tribune. I assume the two of you talked to each other. How long was that meeting?
Well, the timing of this actually starts well before the Mail Tribune announcement. We, back when they stopped printing a newspaper, back, I think it was September 30th in the fall, we had some planning for about a month trying to figure out exactly what we could do down there. And we knew there was a demand for a print newspaper down there. So we decided to hire a circulation manager for the Medford area. And he was a former Mail Tribune circulation manager, and he started to put together some routes down there, and so we actually started this process in the middle of November, and then, you know, for 8 weeks, we were basically doing some promotions, selling the newspaper down there, and after those first 8 weeks, we had about 450 subscribers or so just from that effort. And then at that time, that's when the Mail Tribune announced that they were going to cease operations altogether. And so those plans that we had done in October, we just decided to accelerate those. And, you know, we've hired 3 people from the Mail Tribune staff, and we're kind of on our way now this week.
Well, that answers the question of how you managed to have home delivery routes already set up in Jackson County. You've been at this for a while. I mean, did you think when the Mail Tribune stopped putting out a paper that this was like the first of two shoes?
Yeah, I did, but only because it's really difficult economically once you don't have print advertising anymore. You know, at that point, if you're doing online only, you're competing against the tech giants. Basically, Google has an ad network, and they only charge pennies per 1,000 people who see an ad. And so if you're getting those really low rates, you have to then fund your newspaper basically completely through subscriber payments, and at least a 90-10 split or so at that point. And so it did seem like it was going to be pretty difficult for them to survive after they announced that they were doing away with their print version.
Which is essentially exactly what Stephen Saslow said in announcing the ending of the business of the Mail Tribune. So print, really, you're saying, is an important factor in keeping you viable.
Yeah, we have done, for various reasons, I think, in the fact that we really respect our print subscribers, we've done a better job than a lot of newspapers around the state of retaining our print subscribers. And, you know, it just basically is listening to them, listening to what they want, don't discount what they want. You know, I think it was a year ago or so, or maybe a couple now, that somebody said, wow, it's really expensive to put out this weekly TV guide that we do. And we said, yeah, it is actually expensive. Let's do a survey of the readers. And so we got shocking results back from our readers saying that 60% of them still use the weekly TV guide that we put out. So we said, oh, well, we better keep that. So it's just those kind of things, being in tune with what your readers actually want and not telling them that they're wrong for wanting a print newspaper.
Scott Stoddard, you laid out the philosophy of the Daily Courier and its approach to news in the message to readers about Jackson County, about not, for example, waiting for news releases. And there was a bit of a poke at the Mail Tribune in there. Did you find fault with the overall approach to covering the news of the MT?
I wouldn't say the Mail Tribune specifically. I think our approach to how we did a newspaper was different. Hard to put into words, but we were very hyper-local. We were a little more aggressive, I think, with our coverage of government. And our readers respond to that. Our readers are very devoted to our print product. And that's one of the reasons I came to this newspaper. I've worked at some metropolitan newspapers in Seattle and and San Antonio, and I've sat in newsrooms and have digital consultants come in and say, well, we got to do this, and we got to do that, and we got to do this, and it's all to the detriment of the print product. And here in Grants Pass, print is number one, and I love it because that's my background. And so unlike the Mail Tribune, which tried to pivot to podcasts and then to video and all sorts of things, we are all in on print, and we're still printing 5 days a week.
Does it make you something of an anachronism around the country and even in Oregon?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, that's what I find a little puzzling about the experts that come on shows like this, and they speak in these broad general terms. My position is every single market is different. And to say, well, newspapers need to do this and newspapers need to do that. The last newspaper I worked at was also in a town of 35,000 people, but that 35,000 people were all Microsoft workers, all Amazon workers. It was a bedroom community for Seattle. And we went out of business in 2017. And then this is also a town of 35,000, and they love our print edition.
Scott Stoddard is the editor, Travis Moore the publisher of the Daily Courier in Grants Pass, which has made efforts to bring on more people and cover more of Jackson County in the wake of the Mail Tribune going defunct. We talked to them a couple of days ago, so I can't invite you to join us by email. We talked about the people you hired from the Mail Tribune, and Scott, we find out now, obviously, that you hired a circulation manager before you hired any reporters. You're up to three as of our conversation here, Vicki Aldous and Nick Morgan from the writing staff, and photographer Jamie Lush. Is that the limit for the time being?
I would say that's probably the limit just at this moment. We need to see growth in the Jackson County market, and I'm kind of veering into Travis's territory here a little bit, but we need to see visible growth in subscribers and especially advertisers. That is critical to be able to add more staff.
All right, so let's bring it back to you, Travis. It's you're not just taking on more work, but as Scott pointed out in the message to Jackson County, the Daily Courier made a profit last year. How?
Well, I think it's, people ask me this, and I don't think it's any particular secret formula, but like I said, we really respect our print subscribers, and that's probably the biggest thing. But from there, we've been owned by the same local family for the last 125 years, and they've always had really prudent financial oversight of the company, and we have never had any debt, and that is a huge thing in the newspaper industry. If you don't have any debt, you've got a huge leg up. If you're trying to pay off debt at the same time that you're trying to pay reporters, it's going to be very difficult. So those couple of factors are probably the biggest thing for us.
Scott Stoddard, this doesn't sound like a fat newsroom by any stretch. I mean, how many people in the editorial staff at the moment, and how hard have they been working before you started hiring the Mail Tribune people?
We work very hard here. Absolutely. And it shows with some of the recognition received from our peers. Right now we have 10 people in the newsroom. We have the majority of our front page is local news every day, 5 days a week. And I would say that, readers recognize that, and they see that this is just not a newspaper full of AP copy. It is locally produced journalism, and that resonates with them.
And how much harder is it going to get as you try to cover a broader geographical area?
Well, that's going to be a tightrope for sure, because we're not going to neglect our Josephine County readers. Our coverage is going to still be at the level that it was. We'll just have to be a little more selective and be very, very smart about how we deploy our reporters and what they cover.
Travis Moore, you mentioned had something like 450 subscribers in Jackson County at the time the Mail Tribune went defunct. How did the response from your outreach to Jackson County square with what your expectations might have been?
Very good. I just got a report earlier today that now we're over 1,000. So as you can imagine, that was a bit overwhelming for our circulation staff to just be bombarded by hundreds and hundreds of phone calls and people wanting a newspaper and our circulation manager down there having to figure out, okay, who's what route is this on and can I create a new route and all of that. So we're working as fast as we can, but the response has been great. Like I said, I find out today that we're over 1,000 subscribers down there now.
Talk about that process, though, of trying to do what you already do and then roll in this new set of operations into it. As thin as it sounds like you're already staffed, this probably requires some extra meetings and extra conversations anyway.
Yeah, it's very difficult. When you have a new subscriber subscribe here in Grants Pass, well, we already have routes throughout the town. We don't have those routes, or we didn't have those routes in Medford, and now someone has to manage it and find a carrier. And one of the great things and one of the great stories about all of this is that our circulation manager obviously knew all of the Medford Mail Tribune carriers. And so what he's done is bring in a lot of the best carriers that he had and he managed from his days down there, and now they're carrying the paper for us. So that's just one of those little great stories that's happened out of all of this.
How hard is it at this point to attract carriers, newspaper carriers? Honestly, my first job delivering news was for the Hartford Courant when I lived in Connecticut. But that's a long time ago.
It's very difficult now, and it's been difficult for years, but I would say it just gets to the point of, you know, how difficult it is to attract workers in general. It's a certain group of workers that you're trying to target there, and just like any other workers these days, there's more competition, and they're getting paid better wages and that kind of thing, so it is difficult and it's tricky, but we're lucky that we're in a position where our circulation manager down there knows all the right people, and so things have gone really as smoothly as I could have expected them to go so far.
Travis Moore and Scott Stoddard from the Daily Courier in Grants Pass are guests on the Jefferson Exchange. Travis, you had a couple of great days all to yourself, basically, after the Mail Tribune went out of business, and then came the announcement of EO Media that it would start up a Tribune in Medford. What was the initial reaction in your offices to that?
It was that all along we expected there to be competition for such a great market like Medford and Ashland down there. So it was no surprise. We had no idea whether it was going to come from a chain outside the area like it did, or whether there was going to be some kind of groundswell of people trying to get something started there in Medford. But, you know, we just knew that this was coming, and it wasn't going to bother whatever plans we had in place already.
And right around that same time, among the minor key notes of that week, the Josephine County Commissioners pulled the legal notices from the Daily Courier in favor of putting them in the Illinois Valley weekly paper. You guys see that as retaliation, apparently.
Well, Scott can probably speak a little better on that than I can, but we just think that what they're doing doesn't follow the law, but I'll let Scott talk a little bit more about that.
You did explore that with some media lawyers, apparently, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, the law is very clear. You have to put the notices in the paper that gives you the best, dissemination of the information. And, in the course of a week, we print 46,000 copies over 5 days, and the Illinois Valley News prints 1,350. And to say that the Illinois Valley News is better suited to distribute that information is nonsensical, really. But the commissioners, it's difficult for them to go through a meeting without complaining about the Daily Courier in some form or fashion. We cover them aggressively. We're not stenographers. We're not meeting stenographers. We tell people what happened, and we analyze it. And they don't like that.
Is it the old journalistic saw that if somebody's complaining about you, you're probably doing your job right?
Exactly. Yes. And we challenge them on the editorial page too. I've written plenty of editorials that call them out in certain things, and they do not like it.
And you sign those editorials too, I notice.
I do. That's been a tradition here at the Daily Courier since the 40s, and I saw no reason to stop it. All editorials here are signed.
So as far as the move with the legal notices, I mean, is the Daily Courier going to be the one to challenge in court, or does it have to come from someone else?
Go ahead, Travis.
Yeah.
It's still up in the air, I think.
Yeah, you know, we're going to take some time to analyze this and get some thoughts from different people. I think we're already starting to see some of the department heads with the county wondering about, boy, what if this is overturned in a court sometime and all of the public notices that we've done are invalid and all of the actions that we've taken based on those notices are now invalid. They're starting to maybe rethink some of that, or at least it seems that some of those department heads that actually place the ads are actually beginning to think a little bit more about what the implications might be.
I noticed that from some department heads. We'll pick up the conversation on the other side of a break. Travis Moore and Scott Stoddard from the Daily Courier in Grants Pass here on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back shortly. We're back on the Jefferson Exchange here on the News and Information Service of JPR. I'm Jeffrey Riley, and we're talking about newspapers, which have been a rather hot topic in the Rogue Valley of late, with the Mail Tribune first dropping its print edition at the end of September and then going completely out of business in early January. The Daily Courier in Grants Pass has been making moves to fill some of that vacuum. And we have with us Travis Moore, the publisher of the paper, and Scott Stoddard, the news editor of the paper. And because we've recorded this a couple of days in advance, I can't ask you to join us by email today. Talk about where things go from here. I mean, we talked about the fact that you already have an existing operation and you're trying to meld these new branches and arms into it. Have you sketched out a full plan, Travis, for the scale of your operation and what is possible?
Yeah, so the plan was always to hire three people right away. See what level of coverage we could do with those, see what the reaction was to that, and then at certain benchmarks of circulation and advertising from the Medford area, then we would hire additional people. And my hope is that we can hire three additional people beyond the first three that we've already hired based on some of those benchmarks. I'm hoping that we can hit over the next month or so.
You mentioned 1,000 people in Jackson County. Is that print only, or is that a combination of print and digital?
No, that's a combination of print and online. So, you know, we talked about respecting the print subscribers. We also respect the fact that a lot of people wanted to get their information online. So, you know, that's been a big component of the people from Jackson County who have signed up. I know that at last count, the number of people who had signed up online was well over 300. And I think we're at about 700 right now on the print side down there in Jackson County.
How much demographic information are you collecting on the people, not just where they live and their names and their contact info and stuff, but how old they are, for example, because we are talking about newspapers. There are generations older, let's put it that way, who are more used to having newspapers in their lives. And I wonder how much you're looking at that end of things and the fact that you have an audience that expects things in print, but then younger people who might not down the road.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of demographic information on Jackson County, so I have to look at things like census data and that kind of thing. But so Jackson County is slightly younger than Josephine County in general, but obviously there's a population just in the Medford area about double what our whole population of Josephine County is. So we feel like there's a great opportunity down there, and based on the surveys that we've done in the past, we know how many people want a newspaper here in Josephine County, and we can make some projections, since Jackson County isn't that much different than Josephine County demographically. We can make some projections based on what we think the potential is down there, and we obviously think it's pretty good.
Scott Stoddard, in terms of covering the news, I mean, it's not like there's a wall between Medford and Grants Pass. They're only 27 miles apart, and there's a lot of people who move back and forth between them. Some live in one town and work in the other. So obviously the people at the Daily Courier wouldn't be unfamiliar with the issues and people in Jackson County. But do you start with some question marks? Well, certainly before you hired the Mail Tribune people, do you start with some question marks about approaches to coverage or anything like that?
Well, I can tell you that paper that rolled off the presses here about 2 hours ago, above the fold, was a story about the resignation of the Ashland mayor. And 3 or 4 weeks ago, we wouldn't have even bothered to put a story in the paper about that. But now with our expanded reach, that absolutely has to be something we cover. have to take a breath every once in a while and realize that we now distribute from Azalea in southern Douglas County to Ashland. It's amazing. This little paper in Grants Pass.
So be honest. I mean, particularly from the editor's position, I mean, did you view this with wide eyes of opportunity? Like, ooh, this could be really great. Or like, oh my God, what have we gotten into?
No, this somewhere in the middle. Energized every department in the building. We are excited about this. I mean, we're going to have to be extremely selective in what we cover. There's going to be so much news, you know, so we're going to pick the very best things that have the broadest appeal and do a great job with them.
Well, yeah, and I noticed the kinds of things you're talking about because I started subscribing to the Courier like the first weekend the Mail Tribune was dead. I just couldn't handle starting the day with something other than the Oregonian, which I also get. But and I've watched as Jackson County stories get in there, but it's a little slower for things like the, you know, the police happenings and stuff like that. I assume with Nick Morgan from the Mail Tribune, who handled a lot of that stuff, you're going to be getting the Jackson County stuff lined up there too.
Yes, we will. This morning, Vicki Aldis actually was covering the Jackson County Commissioners while Sean Hall was covering the Josephine County Commissioners. So, yeah, this is underway and happening.
And I wonder what Vicki tells you about the responses to political figures in Jackson County. They probably thought they got off the hook with the Mail Tribune dying, and all of a sudden, the same people are back in their faces.
Yes, we haven't spoken about that, but that's a very good point. Vicki's experience at the Tidings in Ashland and the Mail Tribune is just—it's a perfect fit for what we're trying to do.
Did anybody from the Mail Tribune or anybody else you've talked to getting into the Daily Courier in recent years express any concerns? Like, I'm really not sure that this business is going to be around much longer. I mean, is it hard to keep people motivated to get into the newspaper business now?
The people that I talk to, no. There's a new dynamic out there. I'm sure you're familiar with the Report for America initiative, and it seems like Report for America vacuums up a lot of aspiring journalists that in the old days would have been lining up at the door of the Daily Courier to get a desk. And I would say the talent pool that when we try to recruit for a reporter job has shrunk because of Report for America, but in this very unique situation with the Mail Tribune closing, we've had just absolutely top drawer journalists ready to work here, and it's been great.
Travis Moore, where does the bulk of the revenue come from at this point? I can't imagine it comes from home delivery, but I don't know the economics there.
No, you know, in the old days, it used to be more of an 80-20 split where 80% of the revenue came from advertising and 20% came from circulation, people, subscribers. But now that number is a lot, for a lot of newspapers, it's a lot closer to 50-50. So, you know, for us, it's probably a little closer to 60-40, but to the advertising side, but still that's about how it is now compared to how it used to be, let's say, 20 years ago.
I certainly have worked in ad-supported media, and I'm aware of some of the tensions that go on there, both in dealing with advertisers and with dealing as newspeople with complaints from advertisers. Has there been a bit of an education process along the way to continue to make the case to people who advertise in the Daily Courier that this is a potentially better place for them to get a local audience as opposed to going online only?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you talk about Josephine County here, you know, well, of course, there's just more competition now. There's competition from people saying that you need to be on these ads that are on the internet that track people all over the internet. And you know, it's just added competition for us. But as far as the Medford market goes, you know, we have a representative down there who, you know, goes to Chamber of Commerce and just visits all kinds of business. Is down there, and he for years has been saying that we need, you know, people down there are asking us to come down there and be more present. So this may have been a long time in the coming because there obviously has been kind of a groundswell of people who wanted us to be down there in that market, and now things have accelerated very quickly.
Travis Moore is the publisher, Scott Stoddard, the editor of the Daily Courier in Grants Pass, and we're talking about the Daily Courier's expanded role in the absence of the Mail Tribune in Medford, which put out its last digital edition on the 13th of January. I think you already made this clear that you're committed to a paper. Any discussion, Travis, any off on the far back shelf plans to go all digital at some point?
No, we haven't even considered that. Just we have such a strong print following that it's just not something that we've even considered. It's so, if it's going to happen, it is so far down the road that we can't even see it at this point. And it, you know, I think a lot of newspapers, you know, they tell people that they're wrong for wanting a print edition, and come on, it's the 21st century and get with it and all of that. But, you know, you can't tell people what they want is wrong. if you can make that product that they like, there is a demand there, and we're definitely going to be providing it as long as the demand is out there.
Talk about the competition then that is potentially coming as we wait to hear from EO Media, the publishers of the Bend Bulletin, about their new Tribune planned for Medford, which may already have put an edition out by the time this interview airs. Are you receptive to this idea? Are you concerned about it? What's the general approach, Travis?
Well, like I said, we absolutely knew it was coming. Nobody can know how it will go, but you know, we're pretty confident that there's a lot of people out there in the Medford and Ashland area that will prefer our 5-day-a-week newspaper to their 3-day-a-week paper. And, you know, I think especially the fact that we have, you know, so many people already, and we're going to get word of mouth, and we'll continue to promote things down there. But it really doesn't change our plans at all. And, you know, we're, like I said, I just think that they're going to, once people subscribe to us, I think they're really going to prefer our 5-day-a-week product.
And Scott Stoddard, I'm probably 150 years late with this question, but I mean, any chance we'll see some kind of a Hearst versus Pulitzer kind of slugfest between the Daily Courier and the Tribune?
So I've been in a couple quote-unquote newspaper wars. You know, it's fun. Competition makes you better. You know, I don't have any ill will towards EO Media. They saw an opportunity, and the Courier definitely believes on its editorial page in free enterprise, so no ill will towards them. We'll just compete, and it'll be fun. I put our money on the Courier. This is a newspaper for people who love newspapers. You know, we run baseball box scores. We run stock listings. This is a throwback and an outlier, and it's a really fun place to be.
Okay, you hit a couple of edges there, and I was going to ask about the why. I mean, here I am working at a news department at a radio station talking to you about how important newspapers are, and we're not having the same conversation about TV stations that stopped doing news, for example. So why, what do newspapers do that the other guys don't?
Well, I'll tell you a story. I interned at Channel 2 in Portland back in the 80s, and I noticed that the first thing that both the news director and the sports director would do when they came in for the day would pick up the Oregonian and look cover to cover for stories to poach. The newspaper drives the news conversation in a town, and we do that here. That's why I love working here.
I worked at a TV newsroom when the Mail Tribune was an afternoon newspaper. When it came in, we would joke with the producers, "Hey, look, the rundown's arrived."
Very good.
So, I know the story very well. Travis Moore, back to the business question again, getting new generations interested in the paper product as opposed to the digital one. You got people who are digital natives now who don't really care. I mean, maybe they don't line bird cages or look for paper mache, but you know, you get used to having the physical paper around. They don't.
Yeah, I mean, that is discussed a lot in our industry, as you can imagine. I take a little bit different perspective on it, and that is, you know, people wring their hands that 18-year-olds aren't reading newspapers per se, but you look back in history, and you know, those 18-year-olds weren't really necessarily completely invested in their communities even 20 years ago, 40 years ago, and they weren't necessarily thoroughly reading the newspaper every day. It's when you become a little bit older and you become more invested in your community, more intertwined with your community, that you want to know what's going on. So I don't really wring my hands that much about that. We're going to continue to produce the newspaper digitally too. So we, you know, that's not something I worry about as much, because I think it's always been a trend that younger people aren't necessarily, you know, hooked into every city council story and every county commissioner story. But once they get a little bit older and they have maybe some business interests and some other ties in the community, then that's when they really start looking toward the newspaper. And I think that's going to continue to happen. Obviously, there's other competition for eyeballs these days, but it's really, you know, you can't get any better than the kind of community journalism than the Daily Courier does to really tie you into your community.
All right. It's going to be fun to watch. Travis Moore, publisher at the Daily Courier in Grants Pass, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Scott Stoddard, editor at the Daily Courier, thank you.
Thanks for the invite.